Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to another night of Spiritual Connections Radio. To find out more about this show and other shows, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. As you can tell, we're still working on our introduction music for the show. It's actually in the studio being edited, so we'll be really excited to get that rolled out soon. And with that, I'm going to say hello to my co-host, Pam. Pam, how are you?
Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thank you for joining tonight.
Always great to have you on, Pam.
How are you, Mark?
I'm doing good. I just I feel tired. I'm doing this new schedule. I'm 1 hour off, and I had just gone back from doing a seminar going to a retreat in Portland, Oregon a couple weeks ago, so I'm still adjusting from that time zone thing. So tired is probably the way to put it right now. But thank you for asking.
Well, tonight, Mark, we have, as you know, an amazing doctor. His name is Dr. Bradley Nelson, and he's the author and international lecturer in bioenergetic medicine and energy philosophy, psychology. Dr. Brad has successfully used the emotion code with thousands of patients around the world to relieve symptoms and often affect cures in conditions ranging from depression to cancer. He's written a best-selling book called The Emotion Code, which offers step-by-step instructions for working with the body's own healing power. So, without delay, let's bring on Dr. Nelson. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me on.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks. So we're getting a bit of an echo. So I think, Dr. Nelson, are you close to a computer? Because sometimes if you're too close, it starts echoing.
Hold on just a second. Let me put on a headset here.
Okay.
Let's try that. Is that better?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds
Problem
really
solved.
Good. So welcome to the show, and for some of the people who aren't familiar with what is emotional code and everything, before we get into talking about how you got started and everything, can you talk about emotional code?
Sure. Well, the emotion code is a book, of course, and it's also a method of releasing our emotional baggage. Now, we say that phrase sometimes, we say things like, that guy's just got a lot of emotional baggage. And what we don't realize is that when we use that phrase, we don't realize how much truth there is in that. The reality of it is we all have emotional baggage. And the thing is that this emotional baggage is the single biggest underlying cause of our physical pain and our emotional difficulties and our depression and anxiety and PTSD, and it's the biggest cause of our self-sabotage, and it is a huge underlying component of diseases. Every single disease process we suffer from has an emotional aspect in our experience over the last 25 years. And so this is really the elephant in the living room in Western medicine that we've been completely missing. And that's what the emotion code is about, really.
Very good. Thank you. Yeah, I figured we'd start with that because, there's so many different modalities. And I know, the thing that's really different about you and the work that you've done is that there's, I think you were talking about in the beginning of the show, that you have thousands of people who are certified to do the work under your program.
Mm-hmm. We have people all over
people
the world,
over
literally.
The world, literally.
And I think we're getting that echo.
Getting that echo.
Are you guys hearing that?
No, I don't hear it on my end.
I do.
Oh,
I hear.
Okay. Well, I'm still on my headset. Sorry. So.
Okay. Well,
anyway,
it's gone now. So maybe it's blog talking.
Could be. Well, anyway, yeah, we have almost 2,000 certified emotion code practitioners in about 55 countries. And the amazing thing about this work, you see, is that it is the purest form of energy work that's available on the planet. And by energy work, what I mean is the human body, if you look at it, I mean, if you look at your hand, for example, you've seen that hand a million times or more, and it looks familiar, but if you were to magnify that hand a million times, if you were to look at it with a big, big microscope, you might be looking eventually face-to-face with a single individual atom, and that's what the hand is made of, is atoms. If you were to look inside that atom, you'd see there's really nothing in there but empty space and energy. And really, that's what we are. We're mostly empty space, and we're energy. We're ultimately, really, we are beings of pure energy. And when you are feeling a certain feeling, when you're feeling a certain emotion, what you're really feeling is a certain energy, a certain frequency, if you will, a certain vibration. Anger is a different frequency, a different vibrational energy than sadness, and that's different from grief. They're all different. But when you feel an emotion powerfully enough, that energy may become trapped in the body so that after the funeral is over or after the divorce is over or the abuse is over, whatever it is, that emotional event, when it's over, still some of that energy can be still in your body. Some of that emotion, a remnant of that intense emotion that you felt, can still be in your body. And that is one of the big underlying triggers for disease and pain and all of the things that I mentioned. And so what I discovered during the 17 years that I was in my brick and mortar practice, seeing people day in and day out with all kinds of problems from all over the country, what I found was that the single biggest common denominator for all of my patients, no matter what their age was and no matter what they were suffering from, whether it was physical or mental or emotional, the single biggest common denominator was their emotional baggage. And the emotion code is this method that I developed to find the emotional baggage and release the emotional baggage in a very rapid, very simple, easy way. It's easy enough that children can do it, and yet it's powerful enough that it has completely transformed the practices of all kinds of physicians all over the world. Parents use it to heal their children. Wives use it to heal their husbands coming back from war with PTSD. It's just an amazing, amazing method. And I believe really that it came to me during all those years that I was in practice because I was in the habit of asking for help with each person that I saw. I would take a moment and just offer a prayer, ask God to help me. And as time went on, more and more information came down. And the end result of that is really the emotion code. So I don't really take any credit for it. I believe that it's just my job, for whatever reason, to bring this into the world. So,
go ahead, Tim.
Doctor, I'd like to ask you about bioenergetics, because you mentioned that you're an author and international lecturer on bioenergetic mm-hmm. medicine. How does bioenergetics differ from the emotional code?
Well, bioenergetic medicine is a pretty big umbrella, and it includes the study of the human energy field, really, in all aspects. Now, if you think about it, our true nature as biological entities, our true nature ultimately is that we are beings of pure energy. Now, of course, quantum physicists like Albert Einstein and Niels Bohr and other people like that have been telling us that for over 100 years now. But it's finally sinking in that we really truly are beings of energy. And so ultimately the best way to take care of ourselves, the best way to address our problems is first by approaching these bodies that we have for what they truly are, by addressing these bodies as bodies of pure energy and by finding the imbalances that exist on the energetic level. And releasing those, we're able to make often instantaneous changes in how people feel. Pain often instantaneously disappears. We see depression, suicidal depression, disappear literally almost overnight with people. We see people who have all kinds of blockages, eating disorders we see go away. We see all kinds of physical problems go away when those imbalances are removed. Now, the oldest idea in the history of healing is that health is maintained or regained by either maintaining or regaining the balance of the body. It's a very, very old idea. Now, Western medicine doesn't really address the body in that way. Instead, Western medicine addresses the body through pharmaceuticals. In other words, if you've got a migraine headache and you go see a doctor of Western medicine, he's going to prescribe some kind of a drug for you that will be powerful enough to suppress those symptoms. But what in bioenergetic medicine, what we do is we realize that symptoms are simply the body's way of communicating to us and telling us that something is wrong, you see. And so when you look at the body that way, then pain or other symptoms are the beginning of a dialogue where the body is essentially raising its hand and it's saying, I have some kind of a problem, please help me. And then we look to find those underlying imbalances. Now, having said that, what I have discovered is that the single most common imbalance that human beings suffer from, and not only human beings, but also animals, by the way, is emotional baggage. It is trapped emotions. And to understand what a trapped emotion is, again, if you understand that when you're feeling an intense emotion, you're feeling a certain frequency of energy, a certain vibration of energy, if that emotion is too powerful, it can become trapped in the body and can cause emotion, okay? Again, emotional baggage. And a trapped emotion is literally a ball of invisible energy that is in your body that is from about the size of a baseball to about the size of a cantaloupe, and wherever this lodges in the body, it will distort the normal energy field of the body, and that is what ends up causing physical pain and congestion, and it interferes with the acupuncture meridian system flow and blood flow and chemical reactions and everything else, and that's why these things cause physical problems. But they also have this this emotional effect on us where they tend to make us more readily feel whatever emotion that is that's trapped in the body. For example, to give you an idea how this works, many, many years ago, a man came to me who'd been suffering from very, very serious low back pain. It was about a 9 on a 0 to 10 scale. And I found that he had a trapped emotion of anger. So if you can imagine, this guy literally had a ball of anger, which is hard to imagine, but that's how this works, in his low back. And it had been in that area for 20 years. And he had back pain off and on, but this day that he came in to see me, it was really severe, 9 on a 0 to 10 scale, about as painful as it could be. I found that it was a trapped emotion of anger from 20 years before. And, of course, we teach all of this in the book and how this works. And when I released that, the pain instantly was gone. And it was almost like a miracle to him. It was just incredible. It was miraculous to him. But the amazing thing is what happened later. He came back in to see me a couple days later. And he said, you know, Dr. Nelson, he said, you released that trapped emotion of anger for me, and that really made a huge difference. He said, I can't believe it. My back still doesn't hurt. But he said, I had another problem when I came in here that I didn't tell you about. He said, for as long as I can remember, I've had a hair trigger temper. I'm always kind of on the edge of being angry, and I'm always yelling at my wife and my kids, and I've just got this anger issue. And I've tried different things. Nothing's ever really helped me. And he said, since you released that trapped emotion of anger, I feel different. I just feel relaxed. I don't feel upset, and I'm not yelling at my wife and kids. It's weird, but I'm really loving it. How did that work? And at the time, this is probably 25 years ago, I didn't really know how that worked, and so I told him, I said, I really have no idea. But now we believe that what happens is that you have a trapped emotion. When you have a trapped emotion, the body will more likely feel that emotion more readily than it otherwise would. So in his case, for example, he literally had a trapped emotion of anger in his low back from something he'd experienced 20 years before. It was still with him. And so when a situation would arise for him where he might tend to feel angry, he would slide right into that emotion because part of his body, in a very strange way, was already feeling that particular vibration that we refer to as anger. So it's a strange phenomenon, but I'm telling you, this is how the body works. And so if you understand that you have trapped emotions from your divorce, from your difficult work, from your abuse as a child, from whatever you've been through that was emotionally difficult, you have emotional baggage from that. And what that's doing right now is it is diminishing your life. It's interfering with your ability to truly create the abundant life that you want. It's interfering with your love relationships. It's interfering with your ability to make money. It's interfering with your ability to really manifest the perfect creation that is inside of you. And that's why I am so passionate about this work, because when people understand this and they start getting rid of their emotional baggage, it changes their very lives, you see. And that's what's so exciting about this work. And it's expanding and growing at an incredible pace, literally all over the world. So it's an amazing and exciting thing to be a part of.
That's fascinating. That's a great answer. I'd like to find out a little more in depth. Excuse me. When you are working with someone that, say, let's take this example of a man with the ball of anger in his back. You said a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you said it was a ball of anger that was the size of maybe between a baseball and a cantaloupe. And you said it had been there for 20 years.
Right.
How do you know these things? Do you communicate with the body, or did he tell you that? And second of all, the second question is, how, once you know what's there and how long it's been there, how do you help the person release it?
Okay. Well, those are great questions. It really has to do with the subconscious mind. You know, there are other methods of releasing emotional baggage, but those methods rely on our own memories, okay? But what I have found is that the subconscious mind really has all the answers. Now, if you think about this, we use about 5%, they say, of our mind. I think it's probably even less than that. But that leaves at least 95% of your mind that is subconscious. And that's the part of you that is remembering everything that you've ever seen in a crowd, every face you've ever seen, everything you've ever done, every moment of your life. It remembers every infection that ever got into your body. It remembers and knows every emotion that became trapped in your body. That subconscious mind is so powerful, it can take a ham sandwich and convert that into cardiac muscle tissue. I mean, the level of intelligence there is just beyond comprehension. Well, what we do is we rely on the subconscious mind to give us the answers. Now, that sounds probably kind of out there, but it's actually very simple. I was a computer programmer for many, many years, and the reality is now in the 21st century, with computers, we finally have a paradigm that helps us to understand how we can get information out of the subconscious. And if, what I'd like to do is share with your listeners a very simple method of getting some answers from their own subconscious mind. We call the sway test. So with your permission, I'll just teach everyone how to do this. It only takes a couple of minutes.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds
okay.
Great.
Okay. All right, here we go. Here's how this works. So what happens is, first of all, if you think about a plant, all right, if you take a plant that's in a pot and you put it near a window and you give it light or you give it water and feed it and so on, you'll notice if you come back a month later that the plant is growing towards the window, towards the light coming in from the window. And that's because that light is a positive input for the plant. Now, did you know, though, that they've done studies with plants where if they put a plant in a room and they put a speaker in that room that's playing beautiful, soothing, classical music and lullabies, the plant will grow towards the sound coming out of the speaker. But also, listen to this, if they start playing really harsh, grating noises or acid rock type music out of that speaker, the plant will start to grow away from the sound coming out of the speaker, and the roots even will bend away from the sound coming out of that speaker. Now, the human body is, of course, much more advanced and much more complex than a plant. However, we have built within us this same capacity to respond to positive or negative input. So, here's how this works. If you're standing and you're very relaxed with your arms down by your sides, if you're thinking a positive or a true or a congruent thought, your body will tend to sway forward towards those thoughts of truth or congruency or positivity. On the other hand, if you're standing, very relaxed, and you're holding thoughts of negativity or falsehood or incongruency, you will tend to sway backward. So let me actually guide you through this. It's a fascinating thing. For most people, this is the first opportunity in their life where their subconscious mind has actually spoken to them. And believe me, your subconscious mind has a lot to say, more than you can imagine. So here we go. First of all, stand up. Now, if you can't stand up, you can sit in a chair and do this. It's a little more difficult, but you can do it as long as your back is not touching the back of the chair. But generally, it works best if you're standing. So just stand up, drop your hands down to your sides, close your eyes, and just completely relax your body. Standing there in a very relaxed way, you'll notice, first of all, that there's a little bit of oscillation there. It's impossible to stand perfectly still. So there might be a little movement there, and that's okay. That's just your postural muscles working to keep you standing upright, okay? Now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to think about something really negative. Now, and I'll guide you in this. I think the most negative thing that happens on this planet is probably war. Now, we hear that word every single day, and there's war going on everywhere in the world all the time, or many places all the time. What I'd like you to do, though, is I'd like you to actually tune into that word for a moment. So as you're standing there very relaxed, I'd like you to think about war. And for a moment, rather than just hearing that word and letting it go by you, I'd like you to really focus on that word for a moment, war. What really goes on in war? What really happens? What do people do to other people in war? What happens to cities, and what happens to villages, and what happens to families? And how many people, since the dawn of man, have been killed in wars or crippled in wars or had their families destroyed in wars? If you start thinking about the cost of war on a human level, think of all the tears that have been shed since war first began and of all the war that's going on now in the world. As you focus on that, the moment your subconscious mind actually makes a connection and gets into resonance with what that very, very low vibrational thought really means, at that same moment, your body will start to sway backward. And that's your subconscious mind being repelled by that very low thought. Okay. Now, let's shift gears for a minute. And I'd like you to, again, just stand very relaxed with your hands down by your side, have your eyes closed. And I'd like you to think about someone in your life that you can have, that you have gratitude for. Has anybody ever done anything for you that you have just felt overwhelming gratitude for? Maybe it's someone that you love. Maybe it was a teacher in school. Maybe it was someone who really helped you. Maybe it was a mentor, or maybe it's your spouse or a child. But can you think about someone that you owe some gratitude to? And what I'd like you to do is when you think of that person, and if you can't think of a person, maybe you can just allow your heart to be full of gratitude just for the gift of life and being alive. I'd like you to allow your heart to fill with gratitude for that person or just for being alive. And just imagine telling that person how grateful you are and how thankful you are to them. Or if you're grateful just for being alive, think about maybe expressing that to your higher power, the creator, or whatever you think. And as you allow that heart of yours to fill with gratitude, what you'll find is that you'll start to sway forward. And that's your subconscious mind moving you towards creation of gratitude. Prayer and gratitude and love, the highest vibrations, I think, that exist on the planet. War is at the other end of that, see? Now, what you can do is you can actually use this method we call the sway test. You see, your subconscious mind has been speaking to you and swaying forward towards positivity and backward away from negativity. You can also ask questions, or you can pose statements, and the subconscious mind will go forward or backward, and it goes forward for yes and backward for no. And a lot of people learn this very simple method, and this is how they are able to find their emotional baggage. So let's have you just make a statement. Make this statement. Think of this statement. And the statement is, I have trapped emotions. As you're standing there just very relaxed, just allow that statement to fill your mind and focus on that statement. It's either true or false. I have trapped emotions. And your body will tend to sway forward momentarily if that is a true answer, or it will sway backward if you don't have trapped emotions. Now, pretty much everybody has trapped emotions. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to do another test here, especially if your body swayed backward on that one. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to pose another question. And this question, or let's actually just make it a statement. This statement is, I have a heart wall. Now, a heart wall, very quickly, is where trapped emotions become clustered around the heart, and they literally form a wall of energy around the heart to protect your heart from being totally broken. The vast majority of people do have this going on, and I'll talk about this in a few minutes, but I want you to pose this statement. I have a heart wall. Think about this now. I have a heart wall. Focus on that statement. And if your subconscious mind pushes your body forward and you sway forward, that's a yes answer to that question. That means that from the things that have gone on in your life, from the times you felt like your heart was going to break, your subconscious mind created a wall, put up a wall around your heart to keep your heart from being totally broken. So that's the sway test, and that usually works for about 99.8% of people the very, very first time. So this is a way that you can get answers out of the subconscious. Now, what I was doing when I was testing this man who had the low back pain, I was using another method of testing. And in the Emotion Code book and in our videos and so on, we teach people how to get answers from the subconscious. And it's actually very, very simple.
I love these different tests. It was funny because, you know, when Pam was asking her question, I was thinking to myself, you know, I wonder how you test to even figure out where exactly to even start to look for stuff to clear. What is the second test that you can use?
Well, we have a number of different tests. I'm getting that feedback again for some reason. And I don't know if you guys are or not. Anyway, there are a number of different tests. We teach one of the methods of testing other people is you can have that person that you're testing hold their arm straight out in front of them, and you can ask a question, and their body will either stay strong for yes or it'll weaken for no. That's a method that's very common. And, of course, I didn't come up with these methods of testing. They have been around for a long, long time, and they're widely used all over the world to tap into the subconscious mind, which is just this incredible, most powerful computer, I think, in the known universe. There are other methods of self-testing where you can actually test yourself. One of the methods is where you can take your thumb and your forefinger of both hands, and you can make a ring, and you put that ring, you make a ring in a ring, okay? So you've got the thumb and forefinger of one hand that is actually kind of encompassing the thumb and forefinger of the other hand. And then when you make a statement that's true, or you ask a question, if the answer is yes, that and you try to pull those rings apart very gently, what you'll find is that they will have a tendency to stay together for yes, and those rings will break on no. That's one of the other methods, and we teach a whole bunch of different methods of getting answers from other people and on yourself.
Excellent. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. We're on about once a month. I think actually this month we have a second show next Monday with a guest coming on. Jerry Gavin with Messages from Margaret will be on next Monday, so we're really excited to have him return to the show. To find out more about this show and other shows and our other guests and everything that we have on during the month, you can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Dr. Nelson, can you go ahead and give out your website so that people can find out about your workshops and the different products you have and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have three websites that I'd like to tell you about. One of those is at healerslibrary.com. We have a lot of information there about the methods of healing that we teach and how you can actually become a certified healer yourself. We have another website at drbradleynelson.com where there's a little more information about me, and it's kind of our blog. But I want to tell your listeners about a very special gift that I have for them, and that is if they go to emotioncodegift.com, we have a $67 gift for them. It's actually free, and that's a copy of the Emotion Code ebook, and it's also a copy of the Emotion Code book on audio, so they can listen to the book and they can read the book, and that's our free gift to them just for listening to your show.
Oh, that's excellent. Thank you.
Yep.
Excellent. So not to go into a lot of detail about how the actual work is done as far as once you determine the trapped emotion, but can you talk to it for a minute on what the actual healing modality looks like when you actually go to clear it?
Well, sure. I mean, it's a very simple process. First of all, we have a chart of emotions that is divided up. We have 60 emotions in this chart. It's divided up into two columns. And when you find that there is a trapped emotion, like let's say, for example, I'm working on you and you've got a migraine headache, and I simply ask a question. Is there a trapped emotion that's contributing to your migraine headache that we can release? If the subconscious mind says yes, I get a strong muscle test or sway forward, whatever it might be, then we go to the list, the chart of emotions, and we ask if the emotion is listed in column A or B. And one of those is going to be positive. And then we'll split it up, and let's say it's in column A. We've eliminated half the list. To eliminate half the list again, we'll ask if that emotion is in one of the odd rows or one of the even rows, you see, on the chart, which is divided into two columns and six rows. And very quickly doing it that way, we're able to zero in, and within about 30 seconds usually, we can identify one cell where we have five emotions, and then we just ask individually, is it this emotion or this one, and then we find the emotion. And then to release the emotion, we can use either a magnet or fingertips, and we just slide those down the back a few times, and it releases the energy. It's kind of like, and it's amazing how easy and simple it is. I mean, we've got kids as young as six doing this, but it's kind of like taking a credit card out of your wallet that has a magnetic strip. If you rub a magnet on that strip a few times, that credit card is not going to be good anymore because the information encoded is going to be changed, and it's going to be zeroed out, and that's kind of the same thing here. But it's amazing how powerful it is. People who have had long-term problems see amazing changes happen just by releasing their emotional baggage, and that's what's driving this global phenomenon of the emotion code. Is people use it themselves and they find out, holy Toledo, this actually works. You know, my depression is gone, or I don't have my anxiety anymore, or guess what, my eating disorder is gone, or my back pain that I've had for 20 years is gone.
That's so amazing.
That's basically how it's done. Mm-hmm. It's really
simple. That's great. Tell me something, Doctor. Have you been to Europe? You mentioned that, I think it was before the show started, that you were in Jerusalem in November. Have you been to Europe to give your classes as well?
Yes, we've done seminars in Dublin and Ireland. We've been in the UK, in London, several times. We've done seminars in Amsterdam and in Barcelona and Germany. There are seminars going on all the time in Germany. We have an instructor who is named Dr. Suzanne Huffnagel, who's doing seminars there. Yes, I was in Jerusalem, I think, in November, and then we did a seminar in Madrid. And, of course, we've been all over the United States and Canada and we're doing seminars in South America now, in Mexico. We've been to Australia, New Zealand. And so, yes, we've been doing this now for about it'll be 8 years in since the Emotion Code book was published. It'll be 8 years in July. And fascinating thing, we have the book in a number of languages now. We're, in fact, we're selling as many books now in mainland China in Mandarin as we used to be selling in the United States as of probably about 3 years ago. So we just signed a big contract with the biggest publisher in Russia, for example, and another one in Spain. So it's this work is going all over the world, and I really honestly believe that my mission in this world is to bring this amazing healing method to the world. So I'll be doing this till the day that I'm gone.
Well, I hope that's not for long.
Me too.
So, Dr. Nelson, you were talking about when you started, or I think I just picked that up. I was getting... Hold on, let me formulate my question a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
Originally, you were talking about creating this emotional code, which I believe is fascinating. Did it originate from bioenergetic medicine initially, or was this something of your own creation?
Well, it falls under the umbrella, really, of bioenergetic medicine because it is energy medicine. And any healing modality that that uses energy medicine, really, or heals with energy is a form of bioenergetic medicine. It's just an umbrella term, really. Mm-hmm. But this is the most advanced healing work that is done, I believe, in bioenergetic medicine because it cuts right to the heart of the issue. In fact, no pun intended, the most important part of the emotion code is actually the heart. It has to do with the heart. And it has to do with the heart wall, which I alluded to a few minutes ago. And this is really the most fascinating work. And to explain and to understand how this works, understand that back in the 1960s, when doctors started doing heart transplants, it didn't take long before people started coming back and reporting strange symptoms. People would say things to their doctor like, "Doctor, I don't understand. My handwriting is completely different now." Or they'd say, "My taste in music or my taste in sports or my taste in food has completely changed. I don't understand. What's going on with me?" And sometimes they would say things like, "You know, I have memories of places that I've never, ever been, and I know that I've been there. How is that possible?" Well, there have been whole books written about this. And there are a lot of amazing, incredible stories about this. And it's referred to as cellular memory. And especially with the heart, what seems to happen is memories and affinities are passed with that heart into the person who receives that heart. So, for example, there was a young man, 25 years old, who got a heart transplant. And to the delight of his wife, he now loves to go shopping. He got the heart of a woman, okay, a woman's heart. And there was a lawyer in Milwaukee, I remember, that got a heart transplant from a 14-year-old boy who suddenly had this incredible craving for Snickers bars, especially, and candy, drawers full of it. One of the most amazing stories that I heard was a young girl, 9 years old, who received the heart of another young girl who had actually been murdered. And when she recovered, she started having these horrific nightmares that she was being killed. And it was horrible. Well, her parents eventually took her to the police. And through her descriptions, they were able to make composite drawings of this person who was trying to kill her. And the weapon and the whole thing, the dreams were always very consistent. And her descriptions of the murderer and the murder weapon helped lead to the arrest and conviction of the killer of the donor. Think about that. Amazing stuff. Well, anyway, like I said, there are whole books written about this, you see. But the reality of it is the ancient peoples, ancient societies believed that the heart was the seat of the soul and the source of love and the source of romance and the source of creativity and really the core of our being. Well, those ancient societies, you see, in Western medicine, we've never paid any attention to that because those ancient peoples, they didn't have the kind of technology that we have today, right? But now, as we're moving into the 21st century, the technology that we have is becoming so advanced that it is showing us that those people, those ancient peoples, were absolutely right on the nose. Because what we find is that when we measure the heart using a new device called a magnetocardiogram, we find that the heart puts out an energy field that's at least 12 feet in diameter around our body. And they have found that when one person is feeling love or affection for another person and focusing on that other person, their heartbeat will become measurable within moments in the brain waves of that other person that they're focusing on. Think about that. Unbelievable, right? Did you get that? Do I need to repeat that? It's kind of incredible.
No,
that is amazing, yeah. Wow.
So you see there's a communication going on between all of us all the time. And we're sending information to one another.
I think one of the questions. Go ahead. Now, I was going to say, I'd like to know what you've noticed. How many years have you been teaching, the emotional code?
Well, first of all, it's not the emotional code, it's the emotion code. And I've been teaching since 1998. Yeah, no problem. That's a common mistake. Well, I started teaching seminars in 1998. And so however many years that is, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not very good at math.
So I'm wondering from your own experience as far as
17.
Working with training people and watching people work with other people, you know, from the time period that you started until where you are today, what is the biggest thing that you've noticed as far as an expansion or growth or, you know, this growing to bigger levels? I mean, what is the biggest thing you've noticed over the time period?
Well, really, I think that again, no pun intended, but the heart of this work really is the heart wall. Because when people have that wall taken down, you see, when people feel like their heart is breaking, if they're really grieving or really deeply hurt by somebody, the subconscious mind will put up this wall around the heart, and that wall is literally made from layers of trapped emotions, from emotional energy. And the problem with that is that when you have that wall around your heart, it interferes with your ability to really connect with other people. It interferes with your ability to give and receive love. Remember, if you're feeling love or affection for another person, your heartbeat will show up in their brainwaves. Well, if you have a heart wall, it interferes with the ability of the heart to communicate with other people. So when that heart wall is taken down, suicidal depression goes away. People fall in love that never ever thought they would. I got an email recently from a woman in her 80s, told me that she had never had a happy moment in her entire life, she said. She had a horrific life. Until her heart wall was removed, now suddenly she can't wipe the smile off her face. She lives in a state of joy all the time. She just wishes that she could have found out about this work a long, long time ago. People who never, ever thought they would find love, that wall gets taken down, and 6 months later, a year later, they're married or they're in a relationship. I mean, this has been called the most important discovery in the history of energy medicine. In the history of bioenergetic medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it's true.
That's powerful. I'm wondering, and this is just something that came up as you were talking about this, and I'll just kind of set up a scenario. Let's just say a person has a scenario because of the role modeling they've received from both of their parents as far as relationships and how relationships are supposed to work. That person then continues through their life to go through certain ways of being in relationships with a partner and you know, ends up in a lot of broken relationships with basically a heart wall issue. So they go in, they figure out it's a heart wall thing, they clear the emotion, the person feels a lot happier. But I'm wondering, you know, is there anything that needs to be done about the root cause pattern of the person as far as what they learned as far as their modeling, or does the clearing of the energy, is that enough to transform the person to move beyond that, those old role models of relationships?
Well, usually just clearing that heart wall is enough. Let me give you an example. This is an example actually from the book. There was a woman that came to see me many years ago who she came to see me because she had neck pain, and she'd seen a couple of other different doctors for it, and they weren't able to help her. So she came in to see me, and as I was talking with her, she told me that she had not dated in 8 years. She was single, she hadn't dated in 8 years, and she was never going to date again, she said. She was going to die single. And she was a nurse. She was 38 years old, and she was attractive. And I said, well, what happened to you that makes you feel this way? She said that 8 years before, she was really in love with this guy who dumped her and broke her heart, and that was it. That pain was too great. She was never going to go through that again. So I tested her and found that she had this phenomenon, this heart wall phenomenon going on. So I released the heart wall from her, and suddenly the neck pain was gone, because sometimes people have neck pain or tightness in the upper shoulders because of a heart wall, not uncommon. And this heart wall was literally made from the energy of three trapped emotions that had gotten trapped in her body when she went through that breakup. So the neck pain was suddenly gone. I didn't even touch her neck. And she left the office feeling great. I didn't see her again for 3 months. When she came back in to the office 3 months later, I'll always remember this. She walks in. And I said, hey, you look great. How are you doing? I haven't seen you for a while. She said, oh. She said, you know, my neck's been fine since I was here. But she said, you released that heart wall for me. And that really works. Because she said, about 2 weeks after I was here, I found out that my childhood sweetheart has been living right around the corner from me for almost 8 years.
Wow. That's a wonderful story.
And we're dating.
And we're dating.
And we're dating and we're in love. And I think he's going to ask me to marry him.
Wow. Beautiful story. Beautiful story. Well, we're starting
to
head towards
the end. So if you multiply that story.
We're starting to head towards the end of the show. So, Pam, do you have a question?
I just have a question that for some reason, to me, seems like the elephant in the room, and I don't want the show to end without asking it. It's basically, Dr. Nelson, once you discover, let's say you discover someone has this heart wall, which I don't doubt your words that most people do carry that kind of pain, how do you release it? I know many different modalities, you know, from theta healing to matrix energetics. What is this specific system? How do you let the person release their pain?
Well, basically it's the same process as releasing a single trapped emotion. And one of the things that people can do is if you want to go to emotioncode.tv, there you can sign up for this four-video series where I actually walk you through the process of finding and releasing a trapped emotion on yourself. But releasing the emotions that have made up the wall around your heart is really not much different. You just identify one emotion at a time, release that emotion, and that wall gets thinner and thinner and thinner until it's gone. And so it's a very concrete, very simple process that anyone can do. But when you do it, it can really be so transformative, because really what we know now is the heart truly is a second brain. It really is the seat of the soul, the source of love, creativity, and everything. And when we take down that wall, suddenly we're able to live from our heart so much more easily. Most of us, you see, struggle all of our lives to live from our heart. Meanwhile, what we're really doing is we're living from the brain in our head, which feels nothing and is a very, very much a lower order of intelligence than the brain that's in our heart, you see. So imagine a world where everyone is really living from their heart and really manifesting into the world the perfect creation that is inside of that heart. That's really where we're going, I believe, and this work is leading the way in that.
Okay, Mark, it's back to you. Thank you, Doctor.
Excellent.
Thank you,
Doctor. Well, everybody that listens to the show, we always like to wrap up the show by asking our guests one question, and that is, Dr. Nelson, in your lifetime, what is the biggest lesson that you've learned?
The biggest lesson that I have learned in my life is that those words that were spoken so many years ago ask and ye shall receive, and knock and it shall be opened to you, are absolutely true. That's where this work has really come from. I have learned in my life that there is a higher power that we can draw upon. If we ignore that higher power and we try to live our lives on, just on our own, then it's so, so much more difficult. If we allow ourselves to ask for help from up above, I know that we have a Father in heaven, and you can refer to that as source energy or higher power, whatever you want to call it. But I know that that Father that in heaven that we have is real and loves us, and that there's a purpose to our lives here, you see. And we're not here by mistake or just by happenstance, by any stretch of the imagination. We're here for very, very important reasons. And it's time for us to get rid of our emotional baggage so that we can be better instruments for that higher power. And that's what this work is about. So go to emotioncodegift.com, download the book. It's totally free. Download the book on audio. Start listening to it and start using it, and you'll see what so many people all over the world have found, that this works, and it makes changes, and it's fast, it's powerful. You can go to Amazon.com. You can read all the testimonials there. We have hundreds and hundreds of unsolicited testimonials on our site, Healer's Library. So anyway, I want to thank all of you for listening. And Pam and Mark, thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's been great having you on. And before you drop off, can you talk to us a little bit about what is up and coming for you as far as workshops? Is there another book in the works? I mean, what's coming up?
Yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, I don't teach too many emotion code seminars anymore, unless we're traveling somewhere exotic like Jerusalem or someplace. But I am going to be teaching one, probably the only one I'll be doing this year, and that's going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah, April 11th. So you can go to our website at healerslibrary.com and get more information about that and sign up for that. And you if you're going to come to that, you should sign up quickly, because we've only got seating for 500. That's our capacity, and it's filling up really fast. So that's happening. And we have another event called the Ultimate Health, Wealth, and Relationship Retreat that's coming up the 17th, 18th, and 19th of September, and that's going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Westin Lake Las Vegas. That's an incredible event, too. 3 days, the most powerful days, I believe, that are available if you really want to learn the art of healing. And so we have coaching that we offer. We have certification in the emotion code, certification in the body code, which is the most advanced complete system of energy balancing that exists, I believe, in the world. So, again, more information at healerslibrary.com, drbradleynelson.com. Download the book for free at emotioncodegift.com and share it with your friends. We want to get this information out to the world as fast as we possibly can. So I want to thank all of you for listening, and thanks, Mark and Pam, for having me on.
Yeah,
thank
it's great
you.
Having you on, and appreciate the interview. And as always, Pam, thanks for being here. And just want to close out the show for everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This show will be available for replay in about 10 minutes and anytime after that by going to our website. And you can actually get to the archives for all the shows by going through our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And from there, you can go into the blog talk search window, and it'll pull up all the shows. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Dr. Nelson. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you, Dr.
Good night, Dr. Wayne.